From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. MU School of Journalism students studying abroad in Brussels are safe after a terrorist attack rocked the city yesterday. 16 students are in Brussels working at news outlets in the school's international internship program. MU journalism student Meg Hilling is moderating social media and doing anything she can to help with her internship at Politico.
It's a really surreal experience. You never think these things are going to happen until they do. I mean, it feels like you're watching the news back at home, you know? But in reality, it's just right outside your window.
MU spokesperson Christian Basie says the university has been in contact with journalism professor Gareth Harding, who oversees the program. They have confirmed all the students are accounted for and safe. A former Missouri lawmaker who is the father of U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and grandfather of former Governor Matt Blunt has died. Roy Blunt says his father, Leroy Blunt, died Monday at the Marshfield Care Center in southwestern Missouri. His son says he died at age 94 from the effects of a stroke he had a year ago. Leroy Blunt served four terms in the Missouri legislature as a Republican House member from 1979 to 1986. He was a dairy farmer and businessman. Leroy Blunt is also survived by his son Ron and second wife Dora. A memorial service is scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday at the First Baptist Church in Marshfield. Missouri has the highest growth rate in the Midwest when it comes to clean energy jobs, so says a new survey released yesterday by a group of clean energy advocates. It states that more than 52,000 people in Missouri work in that sector. Gail Parson is with the advocacy group E2. She says adopting President Obama's Clean Power Plan would further aid business owners.
They look to the Clean Power Plan as the mother of all market signals. So this will provide consistency that the state is going to invest in renewable energy and energy efficiency.
The plan is on hold in Missouri due to a federal court ruling. A Missouri judge has ruled that the state must reveal the source of the drug it uses to execute prisoners. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham's ruling late Monday won't take effect until appeals are exhausted. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster's spokesperson says the ruling is under review and declined to say whether there would be an appeal. Missouri has declined for several years to say where it obtains the execution drug pentobarbital. The state has claimed the source could be withheld under an exemption to the Missouri Sunshine Law. The lawsuit was filed by media organizations that include the Associated Press, Kansas City Star, and St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.